You need gear? We got you covered.
So is there anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's it. Okay. I thank God Big Fatty called, because otherwise our show would be short.
Actually, we've gone way over.
Really? Oh, well, Big Fatty called and made us go over.
I'm kidding. Everything is ruined. 2016 is ruined. Easter is ruined.
Well, it's a little bonus to make up for the long break, I guess.
Yes. Thanks, guys, for sticking with us.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty called and
everything is ruined.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2097 of the BFO44, right? The 5th of February, 2016, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, it's your last chance to enter the number one fan contest. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, fannies. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well. Y'all, you're fannies today because y'all, many of you for 8 years have been fans of the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, and today is the last, it's the end of year number 8. And Big Fatty, it just seems like it's been twice that long. It does. But y'all, can you believe been doing it for 8 years? 8 years, and y'all, as I did 8 years ago, that would have been in 2008. On Sunday, and this may be news to some of you who may be new listeners. Big Fatty, you hadn't had a new listener since the Carter administration. Well, that's probably true too. But y'all, for the new listeners, you know, Big Fatty does a 20-minute show 5 days a week, except during Anniversarium Week, and y'all, you get an extra show. Big Fatty, please, can we rethink that? No, because y'all, on Sunday the 7th, y'all, at halftime of the Superb Owl, y'all, Big Fatty will choose the number one, number two, and number three fan of the BFO for 2016. Big Fatty, it's when you did your first little show back in 2008. It's true. So that's the anniversarium, and y'all, I hope that you will tune in on Sunday at halftime and see who the big winner's gonna be. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, are you celebrating the BFO celebration of exiting? No, we have a wary. We have a very special celebration. First of all, y'all, before we get to the upcoming celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all are fucked up. Big Fatty, this comes as no surprise after 8 years. But y'all, on Thursday, y'all, we had two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I just missed them. Just missed them. They're right here on my marking calendar. Big Fatty, speaking of marking calendar, one of them was Mr. X. It's true. It was Mr. X. Is a celebration of exiting the birth canal on Thursday. And y'all, the other one, you will hear him on Sunday's opening of the little show. Because I always start the anniversarium show during the Superb Owl with the opening of show number one all the way back. Big Fatty, I'm surprised that it still plays, I know. But y'all, it's Chef Mark. So they had celebrations of exiting the birth canal yesterday, and y'all then on Sunday, y'all, he's just He's just one of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet. And y'all, I'm proud to say I've met him on numerous occasions out there at the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he is up there. He is up there in old Apple Country, up there in nowhere, in the Wenatchee. Y'all, it is none other than the Q Sledge. Big Fatty, we love Q Sledge. I know. And so, y'all, if you see Q Sledge or Mr. X or Chef Mark on the 20 of the face base, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a lovely superb owl. Yes, and you know, I'm sure that there'll be plenty to eat. Yes, Big Fatty, there'll be wings and little sandwiches and chips and dip and some popcorn chicken and cookies and some adult beverages and maybe some pizza pie and maybe some cheese sticks and Big Fatty, I almost forgot, and some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, I'm just going to remind you, you have until 5 p.m., Eastern Standard Time today for right the 5th of February to get your entry in to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2016. We'll announce it at halftime of the Superb Owl on Sunday. Y'all, all you have to do, it's as simple as can be, all you have to do is send an e-letter to ruined at bigfattyonline.com and in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. And everybody is eligible except for Trucker Alex. He's the current number one fan, and it's one entry per person. Since yesterday, we've heard from the number one funky homo, Joe Zubia, Kathy Marshall, Patrick Plain, David That Blue Jeans Guy, Stevie B, Adam Burns, Brother Sinatus, Timmy Sims and Lexi, R.T. Cruiser, and Hat M. Big Fatty, we hadn't heard from anyone from the Bacon family or Miss Beaver. Not yet. There's still time. Gussie. Now, y'all, I'm going to start reading some more of these number one fan entries because, y'all, I think it's important that everybody hears the number one fan entries. And, y'all, I always run out of time on that Sunday show. So here we go. Y'all, last one we had was from Georgia and Atlanta. And our next one is from Digga. And Digga says, Herbert Carter, I want to be the number one fan because nobody else has sung for his metaphorical supper like I have been. Fatty, y'all, it's true. It's true. And Digga, thank you so much for those bumpers. Everybody loves them. Yes, Big Fatty. And by everyone, you mean, well, never mind. Jimmy Bear. Jimmy Bear says, Herbert Grady, no joke. I would be honored to be entered in the number one fan contest. Jimmy Bear, Big Fatty, you see how he did that? Because he's always telling us the kerfuffles. It's true. The Robs. The Robs, they are have sent in their entry, and it says, we're recycling content from 2015 and 2016. No other podcast does that. Yet another reason to be considered for the number one fan of the BFO. And y'all, they sent in their, submission from last year. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I hear they're going on a Disney cruise. One of the other proud papas from Wednesday, y'all, that's that Brian up there in the Danbury. He says, bacon and gin make the world a better place, but being able to silence someone is a talent. B Eh, Fatty, is he wanting to silence you? Probably. But anyway, if not, Bacon and Jen are just fine. Y'all, that guy out there in Denver says, Brigwitty, please enter me into the colostomy bag as I am as ruined as you are. Eh, Fatty, that is not possible. It is just not possible. KC in Denver. Big Fatty, did all the Denver ones come in at one time? No, I don't think all of them. But it says, Herbert Carter. Y'all, he sent me a picture. It says, Omaha Bacon Hike. I don't know, Big Fatty, do you watch the sports ball? Will this shirt make any sense? And y'all, that's what the shirt said. He says, have I asked too many questions to be in the number one fan contest? And no, Casey in Denver was the number two fan a couple of years ago. Y'all, that Tim in Alaska has made it... has made it a short and sweet. A short and sweet entry here. He says, Woodhaven. And he's confused, but it still works. Y'all, that Peter G, who's sponsoring the mediocre content for February, along with that Kathy Marshall, says, Burglary, don't you think I should be the number one fan? I think you do think that. Just dispense with the contest and do it already. Do it. Big Fatty, that wouldn't be fair. No, and I think Peter G's just pulling our leg. Big Fatty, you vulgar. Y'all, that Daniel Bieber. His entry says, I nominate Kathy Bacon for the number one fan contest. Woodhaven, Big Fatty, it's not a nomination. It's a, you know, he's confused too. Y'all, Lurker Rick. Lurker Rick says, Brigwitty, I should be the number one fan because with that title, I would have two number one fan of 2016 and number one lurker. And for bribery purposes, remember that Afghan that I made you for your fat belly? Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely. It's sitting in the love chamber. Y'all, the Mean King. Mean King has sent his in. It says, hello, fat one. I'd like to be the number one fan of the BFO because I could call up all year round and talk about the sports ball. Hugs, Mean King. Big Fatty, why don't he just come down here and hug you face to face? Well, that'd be nice, too. Christina from the Greetings from Nowhere. I'm entering the number one fan contest because it's fun. And because also I love Big Fatty. And his show. Oh, Christina, that is awfully sweet. y'all, the Horn Cub. He says, happy for right day. Please consider me for the number one fan of 2016 because I'll do a better job of calling. And then those hoses who have won. Than those hoses who've won in the past. I say that with the utmost of love. Salutations, Big Fatty. Y'all, the spam ambassador of the BFO, you know, that's the laughing Buddha from over there at the north and south of things. He says, hey, Big Fatty, I should be the number one fan so we don't have to vote Bacon this year. Woodhaven, Big Fatty, they're all saying Woodhaven. Well, you know, that was a big one. Mr. Tim Kumal says, hey, Rick Hardy, I'd like to be the number one fan because I haven't won this contest yet. You never know. Well, Tim, you came in like fourth or something one year, I think, didn't you? Yes, Big Betty. Terminally Single Tim over there in the Hatlanta and the Baby's Arm have gotten their entry in. It says, Ruin, Train Wreck, Cake. Kitties, puppet shows, horror, bacon, nuts, voice letters, g'days, Larry Vader, coal mine, gentleman caller, grin doctor, sling, horror hotel, mailbox. Big Fatty, that didn't make any sense. Well, it makes as much sense as the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the turnip head, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, says, you know, he does that underpants show with the Urban Guy T.O. He says, pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me. Big Fatty, it sounds like your nose. Betty, that was vulgar. Y'all, that Gary in Albuquerque, you know, Gary's just a sweetheart, and he says, "Break ready. I have enjoyed my reign as the number three fan for 2015. Now to the top and the number one fan. Thank you for calling." Gary was the number two fan this year. Poor thing. Oh, poor Big Ready. Y'all, Hendrick. Hendrick says, I should be the number one fan because I suck cock like a racing horse. Okay. Prove it. And y'all, the little Aussie battler down there in the future, number one fan entry says, me. Me. Big Vinny. Him. Okay. Bill. Bill in St. Louis, you know, he was the number one fan. He says, I want to be entered into the number one fan contest so I can be the number one repeat number one fan. Big Vinny. I've got to go to do number two. Anyway, okay. Y'all, that Joy Bukaki. That Joy Bukaki says, dearest fat, I would like to submit my name to possibly become the number one, two, or three fan of the BFO. As a diminishing fatty myself, I have the essential life experience to carry this title with pride. Thank you, Joey Bukaki. Big fatty, he's losing the weight. He is. Blind Guy Jay, y'all, you can tell he's blind because instead of the hashtag sign, he has a pound sign. And pound as in English pounds. Big Fatty. It says pound one fan. Of course I want to be in it. I've got nothing clever to say, though. Love you, Big Fatty. That's as clever as they get. That Gavin. Gavin says, I feel like I should be elected the number one fan for 2016 so that I can be the first person to be the number one fan twice, and because I'm awesome too. Love you, Gavin Woodhaven. Big Fatty, the Woodhaven. Y'all, that number one funky homo. I want to be the number one fan of the BFO because I'm fabulous and I would look great in a tiara and sash. Big Fatty, you know he would. Y'all, that Joe Zubia. I want to enter this year's number one fan contest. Why do I want to be this year's number one fan? Because I don't want to be Big Fatty's number two. Vulgar, Big Fatty. He's vulgar, but he's awfully cute. Y'all, that Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco. Dear Big Fatty, I'd like to be the number one fan of the little show because I'm excellent at circulating the air. And isn't that what a fan does? Love. Kathy in San Francisco. P.S. Exactly 25 words. P.P.S. Also because I love the little show. Y'all, that Patrick Plain says, I've been with you since 2008. And for all those 20 minutes, all is right for the world. All is right with the world. Thank you for all you do. Woodhaven. Big Fat is another Woodhaven. And y'all, David, that Blue Jeans guy says, I want to be the number one fan because I will never give you up. I will never let you down. Big Fatty, he's moved to song. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear God. See, now, y'all, I got through a lot of those today, and we'll finish reading those on the Sunday on the Anniversarium show. Y'all, I did that scratch-off that Kathy Marshall sent to me, and y'all, not a winner. Kathy, thank you so much for thanking a Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, also, there's a new little show out there, the Pride 48 Clip Show. And y'all, all you have to do is find your favorite clips of your favorite little shows and send it to clips at pride48.com or something like that. I don't remember what it is. Big Fatty, thanks for being helpful. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, the last little show of season 8, it was the kids from the Underpants show. What did y'all think?
Big Fatty called and everything is ruined.
Oh, Big Fatty, you completed year 8 like you began year 1.
You can-
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.